This is Dr. Brown Stokes.
Good morning, Mrs. Gill.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, please. I'm calling here to see if I can get some help with MTW. The street light at the top of Deacon's, the Prudential Crossing light, is not working. That was out from last month. And when the traffic coming from the mental stop and the one coming from Black Rock Body Clinic stop, the one coming from Fairfield and the one coming from Deacon's Main Road from down in Deacon's, you have to take a quick one there to get across. And Tuesday night, a young lady almost get hit there when the traffic stopped, and she took the late one. The one from Fairfield was coming and it swing there to go to Black Rock, so down to Carlton, and she has to stop in the center of the road. So I'm asking if you can get the message up to MTW to get the Prudential light there on Deacon's Road lights working again.
And this is the traffic light you're speaking about?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much.
The four crossing technically.
In Deacon's, at the top of Deacon's. Yes, please. Thank you.
It is hoped that someone from the Ministry of Transport and Works hears that plea on behalf of not only just the residents, but the passersby, the users of that road, the street light at Deacon's Farm, which button bounds Black Rock, Grisette, and the other road, needs to be fixed with haste so as to reduce any potential accidents. This is Dr. Brastatz.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I wanted to alert the public to something that is happening. The Central Bank of Barbados has decided for the last 2 weeks at least that they're not issuing any 5-cent pieces or 10-cent pieces.
Oh.
Apparently, they're telling the banks, like my bank, that as far as they're concerned, there are enough of those coins in circulation and they're not issuing any more.
You got this in writing or your bank reported this to you?
My bank reported this to me, and I've been trying to get 10 and 5 cent pieces for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a small store.
Yeah.
I started this morning with 2 10 cent pieces and 4 5 cent pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just alerting the public to let them know that if they go to a store and they're supposed to get back change, the chances are the smallest coin that store will have is a 25-cent piece. And so they can't get back less change, and it's not because the stores want to steal their money, it's because the central bank will not release coins.
You're sure it's the central bank or is your bank? I asked if you've got any documentation to verify this.
I don't have any written documentation, but it is not only my bank. I actually deal with two different banks, and both of them are telling me the same thing. They have not had any coins, so I mean, why would a bank not keep 5 or 10 cent pieces if they could get them? But both of them don't have, and they say that the central bank say there are enough in circulation and they're not offering any more at this point in time.
Okay.
So, I really, sad as it may seem, but the only way you can get things done in Barbados is you have to appeal to the Prime Minister. So I appealing to her to see if we can get central bank to release some coins so that we can get back our customers the change that is due to them.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sharing. 10 cents and 5 cent pieces not enough in circulation. We have a person who not necessarily vends but plays a trade and has been unable to give the customers their due change, so it's important for you users to be vigilant, and it would be good to get some feedback from the central bank itself on what transpired. I worked very closely with the central bank in 2014 or 15 when there was the removal of the 1 cent from circulation, and we went through a whole information sharing. It went a whole set of months of information. We shared it with the business community. It was done, in my view, in a very professional manner. People liked the fact that there was information sharing long in advance of the actual date when there was going to be no more minting, no more producing or issuing of those coins. So it would be useful if we get some firm and official feedback from the central bank so that we can verify the last caller's contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yes. How dare Ms. Women that if the women should be in the home, less with the men.
But that's Mrs. Safri email. Has, I haven't seen any emails here, so.
Yes, you read it.
I didn't read any emails. I read WhatsApp.
My WhatsApp, sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's my WhatsApp that I sent to you.
And he wasn't saying necessarily that it was foolishness.
He said foolishness and you corrected him.
He said for someone to think that a male and a female not be in the same building has potential to be foolishness.
And you correct him. But yesterday, when he was on with Corey Lynn,
He
should have said that.
But listen, you must understand people respond to different, even the previous caller that called, that raised the matter with Kimar Safri and Jubilee, also said that Kimar Safri should have said something. All I would say in his defense is if he's responding to one element of something, he can't mention every single thing.
No, but is that because I sent that WhatsApp to you today that he responded just now?
Let me see if I can identify so that I would know which your number is. No, because I read several WhatsApps this morning.
Anyhow, all I was saying yesterday, he should have said that. I was saying we're the married women together in there, sir.
Oh, so you raised that same query yesterday as well?
No. I said you WhatsApp to you today, but I said that he should have said that the women separated from the men. He didn't say that yesterday.
Well, somebody here also says that they are separated. People just don't listen.
You should have found a house for the women to live, to a house to rent.
Oh, I didn't read that. You said that, but I didn't read that.
What you didn't read?
The last piece you said about him finding a house for women.
I know, family members? I know that.
Okay.
You should have found a house for the woman and the child.
But there's a bigger issue here in relation to trying to, I mean, as a society and as you know, we should be trying to reduce the number of homeless persons, not necessarily trying to find quarters only. I mean, yes, that was a need and that need has been met. But we also need as family to work through a lot of the differences that we have. We also need in terms of relationships, don't rush through relationships as well. And we need to manage our interactions better. And then that would reduce some of the homelessness that we see. I know we have persons who have mental challenges. We have persons who lose a limb and they become no longer the breadwinner. And therefore, the family goes into some, you know, serious challenges financially. There are reasons why people become homeless. But we should be trying to fix those issues at the core so that the end result, which is the homelessness, that is reduced as a society, don't you think?
But you mean to tell me...
Don't you think? Do you agree with me?
Yes, okay. But let me go on now. You mean to tell me that homeless shelter, the woman and child will be living there for a long time? Then he needs to go and look for a rent house for the woman to live in. If we could give squatters...
He is in the business, if you know. He is in the business.
We could give the woman with a child a free house too.
Caller, he is in the business of... helping to reduce homelessness in Barbados. He also allows an assist. He does training, etc., to help these persons become independent so that they don't need to be on the streets. That's his core business. We also have the welfare department in Barbados, which assists persons who fall upon hard times, so that they themselves can find homes, etc. So I'm not so sure that you are expecting him to do...
No, Miss Gill, let me tell you, not every day, but let me tell you, seeing faces that I see the vagrants, I see their tongue. So them ain't getting the help because they come and ask for a dollar.
But you know that there are some persons who...
So them ain't getting the help for all these years. And the boy can't tell me that because I go tongue. I didn't know them when he go down tongue. And they're getting the help. They're still the same way. They'll go get the food and come back down in town and go and sleep in the homeless home at night. But they ain't ready to get the help. Anyhow, I want to go. Oh, I want to go to something else. The first caller that called about Mark, he don't listen to Brass Tacks. Called Mark Williams is because he was calling about Jubilee Gallery for a long time. So instead of going after Mark, he should be praising Mark. Carmack used to be complaining about Jubilee Gallery for a long time, so he don't listen to Brass Tack. That is all I have to say.
Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Ms. Gail.
Good morning, sir.
I would like all the security guard and barbers, right, to stop on paying the barbers with a union. Because the union do not help security guard and barbers. Last week, the Charles Whitney men strike in 2 days and then get what they want. They got a problem going on, a guy from barbers for the last 7 years, and the union can't get an agreement yet. That's all I have to say today here.
Yes, sir. I did hear a previous caller mention that there are other options on the market. If you think as though you're not getting satisfaction from the union for which you're a member, just find, first of all, I suggest you talk to them to let them know that you're not satisfied with the representation. I'm not suggesting you just leave immediately. See if there is any way, let them explain to you what the challenges are, and then you can potentially move if they are not willing to sometimes assist you or to find the assistance that you need. Is that decent? Do we have
7 years? No. And she can't get agreement from this thing yet. We're strictly from Barbados. 7 years? No. Seven.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for calling. And we will have persons who are not satisfied with their bargaining agent for different reasons. And it is important for them to have those conversations, because you may go in with certain expectations when in fact that is not a union issue. That may be another issue, or that, you know, so, and then there are persons who have legitimate concerns who are not being heard, who feel as though they're paying their money and they're not getting the representation that they require and desire. So that is something important. In fact, as it relates to security officers and security guards, the entire body has had some challenges as it relates to length of time per day to work, and in terms of the pay and a whole host of other issues. And it is something that the unions may have to consider as they look out for the interests of the respective workers' bodies, that there may be some special carve-out for security workers, because they are the ones who protect a lot of our institutions. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to get in contact with the MTW for St. Andrew.
You would like to get in contact with MTW from St. Andrew?
Yes. We have a hole in Maud's bottom. It's shaped like an 8.
Maud's bottom. Could you spell that for me?
M-O-S-E.
Oh, Maud's. Okay.
He'll be St. Andrew, right in Maud's bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right in Maud's bottom.
You trying to listen to yourself?
No, I'm talking
I can
to
hear,
you.
I can hear my echoing, and I can hear your echoing. Could you lower your radio, please? Yes.
Okay. Yes, all right. Yes.
Yes.
We have this hole, two holes in Maud's bottom.
In the road itself?
Right in the middle of the road.
Ooh. So you mean a big pothole? You mean a big pothole?
Right.
That's turned into like a crater. Okay.
They're just mashing up people's cars. I would like something done.
Yes.
And another thing, we have the gutters. The mud is up to the top. With mud neat cleaning out.
Have you called the MTW? Haven't got any response?
Whenever I call this body on vacation, this thing, the next thing, and you can't get through. And this is about 4 years now that the gutters have not been cleaned out.
MP for St. Andrew.
Yes.
And MTW minister and MTW supervisor with responsibility for St. Andrew. The clarion call is being made. This is a serious matter. People's cars are being affected.
Of course.
And it could...
And the one is shaped like an 8 and the other one shaped must be like a 6.
Whoa.
Big holes, you know.
Whoa.
And it's disgusting. And listen, the gutters, when the rain comes down, all the water fill up the gutter and the water running under my house. I would like something done.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay.
Please. I would really like something done about these roads. They are very, very, very bad.
Thanks for raising that matter with us, and we hope that the Ministry of Transport and Works, this is the second time for the day that this matter was raised, but not the same area. One is a street light. This other one has to do with when we had a street light challenge. Oh, yes, MTW in truth. So MTW, Moore's Bottom, Hillaby, St. Andrew, not only the gutters are filled up, which need cleaning. In my street, sometime every couple months, we get somebody who comes and they will take off the grill and take out all of that debris that finds itself in that area because of the dust on the above road, etc. So it would be good if that would be done on the part of those residents in St. Andrew. Hillaby, St. Andrew, Moore's Bottom are in need of your assistance, MTW. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
I'm responding to Ms. Undecided and saying that Sanfrey did not mention that the females are separated from the males. He did mention that yesterday to Corey.
Yes, I did.
A husband and a wife comes in that they are separated. So I don't know where she got that from that he didn't mention it.
She wasn't listening.
Obviously.
Ms. Undecided wasn't listening.
That's what you want to hear.
Thank you so much. I'm seeing a couple WhatsApps come through where they're confirming that they did hear that yesterday. So thank you for that. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good morning.
You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I'm Mrs. Gale.
Hi, good morning.
Just to a reference to what Miss Undecided said, mm-hmm. There's a little saying that goes, where ignorance is bliss, it is folly to be wise. Thank you.
Whoa. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We have persons who are sharing some quotes from different places. This morning we heard one from Bob Marley, and then that's another quote there again. So we do have persons who follow quotes. Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Gail.
Yes, good morning. Gail is my surname.
Yes, good morning.
G-A-L-E for those who spell it incorrectly. Mm-hmm. I'm doing well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the pension that was taken away from the Treasury. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm calling concerned about that because this is 6 months that they are supposed to pay me back the money that they take away. Mm-hmm. And all they know, you're not hearing anything about that.
So you got your money, there was a resumption. In other words, you started back getting your money. However, the money that you didn't get for the time that you didn't get it, you haven't received that.
No, haven't received that, and that is since September. Mm-hmm. So this month will be 6 months, and you're not hearing anything about it. Mm-hmm. So I would like some person to come and enlighten you of what's going on about that money that they owe. Mm-hmm. Because to be truthful, I would really like my money. Mm. You know, there's things that I have to be done, and I really would like the money. If they can't even give you all one time, at least give you something until it's complete. But nobody is saying anything about it. It's just gone on the carpet. Mm-hmm. And another thing I want to talk about is I had a plane that came in here with some people that just turned back from another country. Mm-hmm. And I was made to understand that those people is still in here. But I won't call the hotel name. And there's a hotel. And the workers is so scared. Because they're saying some of them is coughing. You know? And it is wrong. Because Barbados is just a little small country. Mm-hmm. And if other countries turn back this flight, why do you bring this flight in here with these people to offset the workers? And the workers at this hotel is so scared. There's more that I can say, but I won't go there. Mm-hmm. But it is wrong. Because the workers in the hotel, I'm going to call the hotel name. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're bringing these people in here and they are not sure about these people,
they should take them somewhere and quarantine them for 14 days.
But you know we have a process, though. Yeah, you know we have a process. When anyone enters Barbados, there is the testing for temperature to determine whether the person is symptomatic or asymptomatic. And then if the person is symptomatic, that person becomes, that information is shared, and that person automatically goes into quarantine. So if your colleague, friend, or family member has a query, the query is it the query that they're not sure? Because we have coughs and colds every day, but with respect to anyone who comes in, who enters Barbados, there is the procedure, and those protocols are being followed. So I would try to assure you that the person who shared the information, they need to be clear that that person came in and did not go through the proper protocols. And if that's the case, then we would have flawed. But if the person is not aware, then they shouldn't be causing you there shouldn't be that cause for concern.
Well, Miss Gill is more, but I won't go into that. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
I understand you.
I don't work at the hotel, see? Mm-hmm. But it's more. Okay. But I would not go into that.
Okay.
But they need to get that fixed because the workers is very scared. You know? Okay. You got to look after your home. Home drum, man. Home drum beat first.
Okay.
You know?
Thanks for sharing so much. That is useful for us to know. I do like my WhatsAppers on occasion. They've responded in very many different ways. But we do have one or two who I think it's important. We have one who's suffering at the hands of the kite flyers, and they want some lenient, some understanding to be exhibited from the persons who do that. Then we have persons who've indicated that one person who's indicated that the back pay was never promised, but they did say that they said they were going to resume payment of the pension. Another person is giving kudos to the persons who fixed the road at Roberts Gap Halls Road. I assume that's in Michael. And then one or two persons mentioned the situation with the coins, asking the gentleman to, they have coins and they are willing to share with the gentleman. So if he could probably share his number with us, if you can call back, sir, to let us know your number so that if anyone wants to bring some of those coins to you. We do have a number of Barbadians who keep coins for different reasons, and some of them are willing to assist you if you do have that need. And a couple other WhatsAppers, but I will go to the phone lines at this point. This is Down to Brass Stacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Gill. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I glad to get on you because last year, I see again a lot of complaints from MC Debbie and all around. I passed this morning taking a little guy over to Charles J. Boone's. Mm-hmm. And you know, I spoke to you about the same well there through how it was coming here. You know, up to now, the chant is still on the well, Mark James to keep up, and nobody from MC Debbie. I spoke to him up there.
MTW, what happening, man?
This
call number three.
They come for the well yet, you know? They come for the well yet?
You sure they order materials?
They seem very curious, right? I see they all going to follow you well. Mm-hmm. I had a guy from Stanford campaign yesterday, but the same thing. You can get somebody for you well, you got to cover it and put it on the front page.
Could you give me the exact address, please?
Hodge Road, Gamma Hill. Just above where John Twitter, father used to live. That is, Comedian, don't
you? You spoke to me in person or you called in?
No, I called in the program since last year. And I was going to I passed it up this morning. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, my hell there. Mm-hmm. And the girls get put a harbor camp over the well. I'm not getting people. Children from Charge Air Boom.
They pass there all the time. That's a well traversed area.
That's a shortcut, you see. Mm-hmm. They come, when they get off the bus pull there, my daughter says they go through the track there and go across.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Another thing that I want done too, I want the first avenue, Lickensville, all the buses come through here.
Where? Sorry?
Lickensville, the first avenue, there's a government spot. I try to clean it and send a bit, come and clean it, right? You know, people stop, you see? But when we have the Constituency Council, we should get a lot of work done. It's done with the Constituency Council. The ministers can't see all. Some people call me to do certain things, they can't see the minister. You understand me? I could, although I am for the council, that job, I just try to do my best with people and things that way, you know, because as a human being, I said, I want to see somebody kill before they get hurt.
The revised version of the councils resume, you're willing to put your hand to the plow?
Again, not with them there, man. then you tell me they want it.
Right, no, they're still going through the process of getting the feedback from the people.
I let Mark know.
Have you offered, before you go to Mark, I'm just here on the people's assemblies. Have you offered any suggestions? Because you're the one who, they don't have to come to you. They're hosting town hall meetings.
I still do what I could do. I was on the course for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I used to at work because a lot of things I get done. People with uniforms, all the children get due. Mm-hmm. These people just talking. People suffering about all the time. Can't get to children, get school. Bus fare still up. People can't catch the bus. They get on phone. I let Mark know. He's talking about the green bus time. They're just checking out my building there. So we're going to check out my building for the building. And he said, greenery there, they give me more powers all over this people. I better buy paper, laugh, and I got to be mad. I said, you should dance. I said, but what happened? They said, better put the ball at the belly, you better put it back at them there. I said, man, look, when you can't let down me, the street's still up in the air. I haven't seen them that moving down. You know what I'm saying? These people just don't know what they're doing. And how I ain't wasting my time, thank you, Miss Neal.
You're not wasting my time, sir. You called and you shared your perspective, which is just like any other caller. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This caller that spoke about the plane that came in with the people from China.
Which caller? We didn't have any today.
She didn't say from China, but she said the plane that refused one place and we accept the plane here.
Only about
two callers ago.
Well, I don't know which call you're talking. We had one person who mentioned that they have a colleague or a friend or a family member who works at a hotel.
Yeah.
Who have residents there who are coughing. But nobody said anything about a plane, anything about China, or any of those things.
She didn't say China, but the plane was refused in Grenada.
Okay.
I'm telling you what happened. It was refused in Grenada and it came here.
Okay.
And the people are here now, that's what she said. Mm-hmm. She said you're here at a hotel.
Okay.
But my problem is this. I want to know if I can find something. Mm-hmm. I went to a supermarket yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw four people from China.
How do you know they're from China? Did you speak Chinese to them?
Because how they speak, they spoke so.
Ling Hao.
Anyhow, what I want to find out, they had a cloth to their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All through the supermarket, and still they remove it and talk and speak it. Mm-hmm. I want to find out if these are some of the people that came, this is why you mentioned plane, if these are some of the people that came off the plane, and why, if they saw why they are still in Berlin, so I want to find out. Because you see, they got people scared.
Just for clarity, and I'm very conscious that there's quite a bit of you know, heightened interest. Not only fear, but there's a high level of heightened interest. Your query is what again, sorry?
There were four.
You saw four persons in the supermarket?
Yeah.
With things on their faces?
No, on their mouth. Not
on their mouths. Uh-huh.
And you remove it and just hold it up and speak it. Uh-huh. Why should they do this?
Why? Probably to protect themselves from droplets. Let me go back over the same thing I shared with you again, with the caller that you were speaking of. Barbados has several protocols for which have been followed. Anyone who enters Barbados, first of all, we know the virus is not here to start with. But anyone who enters Barbados, having traveled to those countries, not even just that country, because we know where the origin is, but from several countries, because we know there are a number of persons who have passed having contracted COVID-19. The protocol is, and we had a little briefing, I can say this because I was in the room on Tuesday, and the chairman of the Barbados Port would have shared a little bit of the information. And she would have just traveled like the day prior, 2 days prior, etc. When someone enters at the airport, there is someone from the Ministry of Health at the airport. Let me finish. There is a person at the airport. They are testing your temperature. And I don't know whatever else it is that they're doing, but one of the main things to determine whether or not there's a presence of the virus is heightened body temperature. On finding out, whether the person is asymptomatic or symptomatic, the person will be either sent along normal if they're asymptomatic. If they're asymptomatic, then they will be sent to the what we call the quarantine in Barbados. Barbados, as you know, having had all these news reports, we all know, Barbados has taken a decision that it is going to ensure that it has testing competencies, etc. Hence why that ship was quartered, was sent from St. Lucia to Barbados, because Barbados had what was needed in order to do the testing. We then subsequently had, as you know, the CARICOM heads, not even just heads, but the CARICOM meeting where all the health officials met and we determined on a way forward for CARICOM. So for you to make a statement like that, I just want to clarify for you and for all those listeners that their protocols that are being followed, Barbados has, and we would have heard it in the Well of Parliament and a couple other places, that they have done some work, they have spent some money. I remember them saying about 2 to 3 weeks ago that they needed to secure these funds so that they can outfit the respective places, inclusive of the quarantine office, the quarantine space and place. So we are preparing ourselves as a country and we are following the protocols. And that is what I would respond to you to say. This is down to brass tacks.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, my dear. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Okay, I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Now, I work in the tourist industry, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I shop at the 29th of February. I was told by the cashiers that they will not be taking back the bottles, meaning the hard bottles that you buy, like Plus and beers and stuff.
Okay.
But they're taking out the quarter for the bottles. But when you return the bottles, you can't get back your quarter. I would just wonder if that's right.
It doesn't sound very very kosher to me. If you are indeed taking a what you call it down payment for for the potential return, you should be accepting the return, don't you think?
Yes, I think so. And also to hold the rent about it. They didn't put out a notice, not nothing. On the 29th I got there, cashier told me, well, we are not taking back the bottles from tomorrow, which is the 1st. I mean, if you're gonna go about doing this there, don't you think you should put out a notice prior to that?
What you should do as the consumer is don't buy the drink with the bottle, buy a different drink.
Yeah, I do that. But it seems I also had tourists also come questioning me about it because they're going by their state spots and stuff like that. They're returning their bottles. They cannot get it. And up to last night, I had a tourist that had 3 states.
So thing around the back or anywhere, or they don't have one?
Well,
because usually the supermarkets don't take them, but there's a bottle depot in close vicinity.
Well, not in this section, because as I tell you, this is the tourist industry section. This is only in like a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing about it is that I really need someone to address it, because I don't think it's right. If I'm going to be paying for the bottle, I think that I should return my bottle and get back my quarter.
I agree with you as a rational consumer.
Yes, I agree with that also, but I just need to know what can be done, or like, is this right? So that's just my question.
You know, it is one that I responded. I hope that I allayed your fears, but I'm sure a policy may not necessarily be my position in. A policy, their policy may be a little different. But I can assure you, in all of the masses that I know, they don't accept bottles. It is the bottle depot that is usually in close vicinity. So what you can do for that same tourist, do a little research in the Christchurch area on that strip, and find out where the closest bottle depot is so that you can point those tourists in that direction in the
future.
Right,
the closest one will be Big B, but I don't think they would want to travel all the way up to Big B round if you just to say about bottles that they bought from someplace else.
You're talking Massey.
Hey, this is actually the next convenience store inside of Quayside Center.
Where would Big B in that far?
That's what I'm saying, but you know not everybody wants to travel up there.
But tell them that where it is and let them walk and enjoy the beautiful scenery.
I all of that last night, but they're saying they don't. Why that is it that they have to go up there to return bottles that they're buying from here? So I can answer. So I just need someone.
Tell them it's company policy. I thought that you made a good couple miles, man. That ain't too far. Let them go and enjoy
it's
themselves.
Not too far for me or you as a agent, but as a tourist, they find it like too way out.
No, that's not too way out at all. That is pretty convenient. I thought you talking the difference between a mile and 2 miles or something. That's a quarter mile.
No.
Not even so much. Thanks so much for raising,
thank you,
though.
Have a good day.
You too as well. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Gill.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, ma'am?
Well, thanks.
I'm hearing you playing a good hand, a good innings.
I think those people did some good work, man. They rolled the pitch very good for me today.
You know you're great too. Mr. Mr. Mason would be proud of you.
He would be, you know. I saw him last week.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, I have 2 points. No, I don't want to get in. I've not spoken on the Corona Odyssey, what, 19, whatever, as yet. But if I'm going to say anything this morning, let me just hasten to say I haven't spoken on it as yet. But when I read it, I'll come out and make my pronouncement on it. Now, this thing about this plane, if you could get it pulled up, I'm more certain that I would have heard that the person, the plane came here, sorted out, and they were not allowed to disembark the plane, and they've left. That is what I heard. You can get that strap pulled up to quell all fear about people coming off and here and whatever, and that would bring it to some closure or some semblance of clarity. You see what I'm trying to say? Your station there, your newsroom, my wife should be able to pull up. I can almost be certain I heard the plane came, sorted out, and they were not allowed to disembark, and they left. That's what I heard. But
I heard something about 2 days ago, but it had nothing to do with COVID-19, though.
Yeah, but we can understand panic and fear, which is legitimate, and we can understand the justification for it, but still, you got to still try to contain yourself and remain composed, too. I know it's very serious. If you want me to start a crack the ice on the coronavirus, I think it's... I heard something yesterday. Let me just say this thing on it, because I want to go on to my second point when I finish this. I heard a lady said saying that was very clarion yesterday about having a resistance build-up and washing the hand, etc. That lady, and I was last caller yesterday with Mr. Corey Lane, and he agreed with me, and we all agree that she was very on the ball, try to get your resistance built. It's not going to build in an hour, but then you'll be able to, with time, have a fairly good resistance. And I heard something that sung this favorable this morning about countries that with high temperatures, our climatic situation would sort of save us somewhat if there's any hope in that our weather, the heat, the warmth and thing we have would sort of stave off some of the impact. I don't know if you have heard that one.
I did read. I've been following quite a bit because I've seen a lot of videos and a lot of pieces. Written pieces. And one of the things I heard from a practitioner yesterday or 2 days ago, my husband would have forwarded a really lovely video. Mm-hmm. And it talked about building up your immune system because the COVID virus attacks generally along your lungs. And if your immune system is strong enough, it can possibly stave off potentially some viruses, etc. But this one, as they also said, is so unknown. So a lot of people don't really have all the answers to it, etc. But yes, of course, anything, I think you have to strengthen your immune system where you can.
Right.
Actually, some of the things that they mentioned was the good old garlic and the good old ginger and some of the things that we have right here in our access to. Right. So we need to, you know, strengthen ourselves as we can, as much as we can.
Right. So that is to bring some semblance of solace to persons who would be of some fair thing. I hope that this would help what we've just discussed. Now, point number two. I've listened to a lady this morning. She's the acting managing engineer of the SSA. Her name is Miss Dean, and she was talking about having Shredder. And
this morning as well. I thought I saw that yesterday.
Right, but I heard it in news.
In the news. Okay,
this
yes.
morning, right? Yes. No, my concern is still, you see. If you know, there's a part in paper. If I was in the nation,
yes,
if I was the residence in Arch Hall, I would ask the question: how much longer would I be subjected to this likelihood of this fire situation again? Because I mean, you're hearing all kinds of stuff and all kinds of things. You're not having any full, definitive brought up to the persons downhill, downwind from Arch Hall, and generally. About this dump at the landfill. If this is mission critical, I'm not satisfied. You hear about shredding now. Now, there's a shredder on the island, Mr. Bino. Paul Bino has a shredder. Why not put his shredder into force right away and we start to get it shredded and start to alleviate the problem in the meantime if you want it, eventually get your own shredder or whatever. But currently, I'm saying his thing should be pressed into action and start to shred it. Because if from the 4th of February to today, there's a month of 8,000 tires rolling in a month. 8,000 tires deployed, dumped somewhere. 8,000 tires, and 2 months time, you got 16,000 tires, and you'll be heading for the same kind of situation, ultimately, fire again. So it's not satisfactory hearing. With the hold up with Mr. Bino and his setup up there, we're getting him a home for recycling and getting his tires problem solved and all the everything that goes with it. What's really the hold up? Why you don't bring Mr. Bino in studio? Why the authorities don't put Mr. Bino and tell him, listen.
So Mr. Bino is the only authority on recycling in Barbados?
Well, whoever else they want to bring. Whoever else they want to bring. You know, I'm not getting to whoever else want to join. The point is, bring the recyclers.
But she did share, legitimately so, that, and she went through methodically the process on why people are getting these smells and why they had such a large volume. She talked about the voluminous nature of the tires and why they had that challenge, because they were unable to shred. So you're now saying, kind of a little dismissive indeed, no, all this talk about the shredder. But you needed the shredder. The shredder is one thing to reduce the bulk of the tires.
I'm not dismissive at all. I'm very very cooperative and
understanding. And you're very understanding.
Understanding, right.
Okay. But you understand, she did cheat. And adaptable and flexible,
right,
and all those words.
Right.
But you understand.
You're
replacing my gentleman foster, but you're in contention. But understand me, though.
Anyhow, let's stop it.
Interestingly, I was just hit with a bolt of sadness.
Sorry.
Interestingly, I just one of the things I wanted to mention at the outset of the program, I didn't write it and therefore I didn't remember it, but I will address it after. But I was just making the simple point, though, that I thought the explanation was very useful for helping us, the public, understand how they treat with the tires and the challenge of tire care that they have at the SSA.
I thought it was very useful. All I'm trying to say in short is, as we speak, nothing is apparently done with the accumulation day in after day.
That's not what she said. And that's why I asked you if you heard what she said, because that's not what I heard. I heard that they have started to address this problem with the onset of both the compactor and the shredder.
So tires are currently being shredded?
They started some process in terms of reducing the volume. They are en route to finalizing. I don't know if it is that she. I think she did say that they were able to get the shredder recently.
No.
You sure?
No. They're pursuing. I understand they're in the pursuance of a shredder.
Of getting one, okay. The compactor, she said, works as a.
I didn't understand.
As a form of assist. Okay.
No, I didn't understand that.
Well, we must ask Miss Leona Dean to come and share with us if.
She has time. Very definitive. Regarding the
she did say that they started to address the issue in 2019, and they had some challenges for in excess of 6 years, where nothing was being done and they were just accumulating the tires, and now whatever they are doing, inclusive of the use of the compactor, and she also mentioned that there was one compactor that wasn't working, the only compactor that wasn't working, and now they've got that fixed, or they've been able to procure a new one. So she did indicate that there was a dent in the volume of tires that were coming the landfill way.
I will listen to if there's any clarity or any clarification brought as regarding. I regard you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Much obliged. Okay. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Ms. Gift.
Good morning.
I would like the gentleman that calling about the coins to leave a number.
Yeah, I did. We do have a number because we asked.
A number? Can you hear me, please?
So I would ask that you leave your number. You call just don't put down. Remain online. And our producer will share that number with you. And if there's anybody else who is interested, please call. And the producer would sort you out with contacting that gentleman. Thank you so much, you goodly citizens of Barbados. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have two problems and want a answer on another problem. The old District E police station yard in St. Peter.
The old District E police station.
Yeah. That was last cleaned April of 2018 and surveyed. There's a very deep well on it.
That your background is pretty loud and a little unnerving.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a little loud, very, very loud.
Better?
Ooh. It's not much better, but you continue.
All right, holy phone.
That's better, yes. Yeah, what I'm getting here now is a little better.
Okay, sorry about that. Was a fan blowing on me, maybe.
I'll turn it off.
I moved.
Okay.
The well is a very deep well, but the backhoe pulled off the big concrete cap off of it and
ooh.
Left it.
And left it exposed?
Yeah, and it is level with the ground, so if people ain't looking where they're walking.
No.
And because the grass is growing up around it, and they're just looking in the distance.
So tell me something. You are a resident?
Right next door.
What's the name of your visit? You just said Old District E. I have no clue.
Station Hill. You know the road that goes to Corrigan Parish School?
Okay. St. That's Peter.
Right on the corner is where the, St. Peter. That's where the police station used to be for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yes, in the corner there.
Yeah. So that's overgrown.
Mm.
The next thing, Mars Bike Clinic.
Before you go any further, just for clarity, for those who are listening, who would this fall under?
NHC.
NHC?
Yeah.
They cleaned it before?
As far as I remember, in Parliament, it was given to the NHC.
Okay.
And it was cleared off in April and surveyed.
In April 2018.
Yeah, just before the election.
All right. Thanks so much for sharing that information. You have another point. You said that, and the well is also exposed.
Mars Bar Clinic.
In
the same station, hell no. They need a bus shelter.
The clinic or the bus stop needs a shelter?
The bus stop needs a shelter for that clinic. That's all I can say. That because all types of sick people, old people.
Traverse that area.
And when they go to the doctor, you know, when you got to give blood and you ain't eat. And then go to stand up there in the sun and the rain. Right, so that is a simple thing. Somebody please sponsor.
Yeah.
Please.
Sponsor for the bus stop.
No. All right. With the water filter, with the water meter. Those brass connections on the water meter that come to your property. Is that BWA property or my property?
Anything on the above of the water meter is at you, and anything on the below of the water meter is theirs. So in other words, what is closest to the road is Barbados Water Authority, and what is closest to your house is at you.
All right. The other day, my blue line was damaged, and they came and changed it. I saw them back off the meter. And put it back on. 2 days later, it was there dripping. I said, wait. I called because I wasn't too sure.
Okay.
Well, the brass connection itself that connects to my pipe is where it was leaking.
Yeah, you called them and you got through? I'm going to have to wrap you up, sir. I will ask you to remain holding. This is down to brass tacks.